Thank you and God bless you.
Cuomo began the week with an ambitious proposal to add a third track to the Long Island Railroad to cost around $1 billion. The governor also wants to spend $5 million on a feasibility study for a tunnel under Long Island Sound. It would go to either Connecticut or the Bronx or Westchester in New York.
This year in the state of the state, we're going to propose the largest construction program in modern political history in the state of New York. We're going to take the dream and the gift that our founding fathers gave us, and we're going to update it for a new generation.
The governor added a $3 billion plan to finally upgrade the dilapidated Penn Station in Midtown Manhattan, which serves well over 500,000 passengers a day. Previous plans have languished.
It is dark, it is constrained, it is ugly, it is dated architecture, it is a lost opportunity.
In Syracuse, the governor said he wants to spend $22 billion to fix roads and bridges upstate and will freeze thruway tolls for the next 4 years, worth another $1 billion.
People do drive. That is the reality. And that's why we have to rebuild the roads and bridges. $22 billion, largest in history. And I want to reduce the tolls on the thruway because it's a tremendous hardship on businesses and people.
Farmers and people shipping agricultural products will get an even bigger break on tolls. The toll freeze applies to the new Tappan Zee Bridge, which the governor is in the midst of reconstructing. E.J. McMahon, with the fiscally conservative think tank the Empire Center, says Cuomo still has not yet fully revealed how he's paying for that massive thruway bridge construction project. McMahon says user tolls would have been the logical way to finance the bridge.
I'd wager if you stopped people and had them rolled out their windows today and said, do you expect tolls to be going up now that you see that bridge over there going up? I think they will all think the answer is yes.
The governor has also not spelled out yet where the state's $8.3 billion share of the new MTA Mass Transit Capital Plan will come from. The third track for the Long Island Railroad is not presently part of that plan. McMahon says while it's good to focus on the neglected infrastructure, the governor will need a solid plan to pay for it all. He says he hopes to hear that when the governor details his budget on January 13th.
The mystery of how he's financing all the things he's going around promising this week will be answered at least in part when he puts out his actual budget documents next week. But I do get the sense, and certainly what he's done already in recent years, suggests that he's building a big pile of hardening snow that somebody is going to have to, you know, take care of down the road. And I don't know if it's him or someone else.
He says Cuomo seems to want to be able to boast that he never raised the cost of anything.
He doesn't want the price to rise on his watch.
Cuomo gets a chance to prove McMahon wrong next Wednesday when the governor's due to release his spending plan details. A spokesman says Cuomo will explain everything then. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.